job. Tell us about what you've, you know, what you've made.
Well, like I said on Tuesday, like my, I sort of see myself as like an Asian American, not in the sense that I'm an Asian living in America, but the fact that I have my ethnicity, my ethnic identity draws the components of both. And so like at home, I would be basically immersed in this Asian identity. But then once I got out and sort of went to school, it'd be this American identity. So I try to portray this binary world, set it up initially, you know, have my house, so I'm immersed in the Chinese identity, like my dad waking me up in Mandarin. And then second scene was at the school bus. It's sort of like the boundary between like my Asian identity and the American one. And then third scene is depicts my sort of emergence into the American identity. So it's basically I want to portray the binary mm-hmm. nature of my identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. There's some nice writing, like character writing, and it reminded me of the Orlander play. Is that her name? What's her name? Orlander Smith. You know, in the way that there's kind of direct address to the audience, which is really it's really evocative and nice. I especially liked when in the moment of the is the character going to be allowed into the game when the actor narrates what's happening? And it's kind of like, you know, there's that, well, does the actor need to narrate it? Because they could just do it and we could see it happen. But there's something nice, it adds an extra layer of distance by having the actor narrate what's happening as it's happening, right? So it's really a theatrical technique that I think was really effective here. Tim, really nice job as the narrator. Really nice sort of, you know, that had a kind of folksy, Tennessee Williams-like, or maybe Thornton Wilder, here's the narrator telling us what's happening, and, you know, it really had that. It gave us the feeling of this kind of southern kind of, it really had that, even though that wasn't something you said you were trying to do, it had that feeling of a story being told at a very kind of leisurely tempo. I liked the way that it switched from one person to the other. I wondered why you didn't get to be the narrator, did you?
No.
Me?
Yes. There were just two scenes, so there were just two narrators. So, you know, that was one thing that might have been, you know, to extend the idea, if there had been three narrators, since it was going to be a fluid narrator, that might be one way to look at how to sort of strengthen the structure. Also, it may be a device to pass off the identity of the narrator from one person to the next. You know, in the way that there was the flag in one of the scenes. Whose scene was that? 10 minutes ago, I can't remember already. Right, okay. You know, that could be another way to sort of underscore the idea. But the kind of enthusiasm that everyone had for being these young kids was really, really nice. Other comments? Right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting, like, the three scenes we've seen so far, how, like, the person who the story was about chose not to be the main character when they, like, portrayed it. Like John, this happened to you, but to Wanda, like, you were you. And I just think that it's been really effective all three times that we've seen it, and I just think it's really cool that someone who necessarily doesn't have these experiences can just take that so well and like convey that to us.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, Caroline.
I really liked your scene because, like, not all of us have shared your exact experience, you know, being born and coming here and trying, but everyone, like, can identify with the whole acceptance, like, oh my god, are they gonna, like, be a And I think, like, at that moment where Tom was like, are they going to accept me? Everyone was like, no. Like, I really, like, felt suspense. I was really happy when they did. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, then the way that you resolve that as a playwright was really smart. So it's like, yeah, there was acceptance, but it was also like, shut up. You know, we didn't ask you that. So there was, like, acceptance, but also not just kind of like, oh, now we're all a happy family. But, you know, some sort of truth in the way that you chose to write it that was really effective and nice. Other comments? Yeah.
I thought it was really well written, and that part where he was trying to get accepted by you guys, it was a good, like, breakthrough from the previous experiences of no one minding you, no one paying attention to you, and you getting something. It was a really good way to do it. Just having them, like, what's this guy say?
Okay, nice work. Good.